Wagwan fam, what's up? How are you guys doing? How are you feeling? You know, funny thing is, I've spent the past 2 months thinking of the perfect intro for season two. Anyway, I've missed you guys. What's up? Hope mko fiti, hope mko bie, I hope you're feeling good, because me, I'm super excited for season two. Yeah, this is episode one of season two of the Unspoken Podcast, and I am your host, Awino Awiti. So now that this is season two, episode one, I was thinking the last episode, Elisha at episode 35. So I wanted to like continue from episode 35 to episode 36, though this is season two. Yeah, you get it. It's about the numbers, because counting episode 35, 36, that like, it's giving me the motivation, I think. But anyway, welcome to season two of Unspoken Podcast, and this is episode one. So allow me to reintroduce myself. Yes, I'm thinking of, so I left you guys, when was the last time I talked to you guys? I talked to you guys in August 1st, that was my last episode, and my, oh my, Civitu Mobs mefanyika, a lot of things have really happened, by the way, a lot of things have happened since I posted my last episode, and I just want us to catch up. This episode, this first episode for season two, is us catching up. You guys need to know what I have been up to. Nimekuwa nikifanya nini na maisha yangu, sindio? So, let's see. I want to give you a list of five things. I think it's five, three or five. Five things that I learned while on a break. I took a break by the well. I ended season one finale. I took a serious creative break. Like, I wanted to get my house on order, logistics happen pale, nifikirie maisha yangu. Care for my mental health. Yo. So, five things that I've learned while on a break. Number one. Let me check my notebook. I have a whole list on my notebook. I hope I'm the girl who like write everything on my notebook. I am that girl. I write a lot of things. So the first thing that I learned while on a break. Independent mentality sucks. Yo. Independent mentality sucks. Ati, I wanna be an independent woman. I wanna be an independent girl. Mini dem independent. I got myself covered. I don't need no man. I don't need nobody. No, that's not me. I need people. I need help. Help me. So, because the reason I say independent mentality sucks is because if you are an avid fan of Unspoken Podcast, you know that I graduated last year from Maseno University. Yes. So, I got a job by there before I graduated. I got a job at a radio station way before I even graduated. I was an intern, and then I was hired way before I was graduated. So, I got into the corporate world quite early before I graduated. So by the time I was graduating, I had a job, Cindy. I had a job, and then I worked in that company for the past one year. I just finished in June this year. So I think I didn't tell you guys the story. I lost the job. And Like job Elisha. And the first part is, I don't think I've ever talked about it loud. I've never even talked about it to you guys. I've never talked about it to my listeners. Sijai wambia, acha niwashe leo. Because, si job Elisha, June, July, August. These past two months have been hell. That's why I'm saying independent mentality sucks. Me, I want help. I need you guys to help me. Help me. I don't want to be an independent one. Fuck independence. Fuck being an independent one. Fuck that shit. I don't want that shit. So the reason I'm saying that is because Asasa, I was working. And then at the end of the month, of course, nilikuwa napata salary. And then I would sort my bills out. And then, something like that. And then when I lost that job, when job Elisha, I started figuring, what? Like, to me, my life was like, no, like, sasa nianzie wapi? Like, where should I start from? Like, where should I start from? So I was depressed. I won't lie. I cried. Where ata sijai lili ata venye nilikosana na ex wangu sikulia venye nili lose job. Wewe, I cried. Yo, that day at that office, nililia, ile kulia nililia. Guys, don't talk about how painful it is to lose a job. Kwanza, let me tell you for free. Ukipoteza job, you need therapy ASAP. That company, imekufire, they need to get you to therapy. Because the things that go in your mind after losing your job, it's crazy. It's crazy. And it was so crazy for me. I remember I cried. I mourned that job for 3 weeks straight. I was just crying. My friends were like, ah, relax. I was in, like, my emotions were in the gutter. For real. And, but, of course, on a sevanga, every bad thing has, like, something, everything happens for a reason. And I believe that thing is really true. So, me, after losing that job, I was like, it was a wake-up call. Yeah. Yeah. It was like a wake-up call for me. Like, yo, sasa, imaisha, ndo umeanza life. Mdemu, ndo umeanza life. So, it was so shocking for me. So, I had to, like, restructure my life. I had to, like, open a new book. Sijika ina make sense. Like, I had, juu ile chapter likoshesha juu. You know, if you have a job, probably a 9-to-5, ama a job, a business, probably half of your life, ama your entire life revolves around that job, revolves around that business. So me, my entire life revolved around that job. Decisions that I made, like things, I don't know if you get, but my life revolved around that job. So like I had to start my life again. I had to restructure without the job again. Jobless. A jobless babe. A jobless graduate. It's not like it's a new story. Kwanza in Kenya, being a jobless graduate, it's not. But that thing got me thinking that, no, really, we all do, like, we all work to be independent. Yes, we all want to fend for ourselves. We don't want to, like, depend on anyone. But me losing that job, I was about to go home. Me, I called my dad and I told him, Daddy, job imeisha. In fact, before I even called my dad, when I told my dad about that, I'm like, no, my job imeisha. He was like, kuja nyumbani, unafanya nini Kisumu? Unafanya nini town? Kuja nyumbani. So unakaa kwa town, unaona job, unasavewa. So the first thing my dad told me was like, come home. Like, because him, he assumed, hey, utasavewa, come home. And me, in my mind, I was thinking, if I go home, what am I going to do? Home alone. What? Nothing. So that's one lesson that I learned while on a break. Independent mentality sucks. You guys, we all need help. We all need people to support. We all need a support system. Basically, we all need a support system. And by the way, I was depressed by the way, and I lost my job at that time. And it was an eye-opener for me. Now that's when I took this podcasting thing seriously, yo, guys. Not that I didn't take it seriously at first, but I was like, you guys, this podcasting thing has to work for me because I'm jobless. I'm currently jobless. I'm depending on this content creation to work for me. So that is really eye-opening for those who are like, people know nowadays, but content creation now is a job. It's the creator company. It's now officially a job. So that's when it was like really eye-opening for me. I was like, yeah, now we need to get things done. You need to get things done. Yes. Number two, another thing I learned while on a break was, si lazima ujue kila kitu, by the way. It's not a must, by the way. Si lazima. It's not a must for you to know everything. Like, you want to prove, it's like you want to prove yourself to people. Like, you want to know everything. It's not. And basically, I will say personally, I was that girl. I've been that girl and I'm working on it. And that's one thing I'm going to tell you guys. I've learned while on a break. Si lazima ujue kila kitu. Case in point, the other day, on a break, I attended the Africa Climate Summit. It was here. There was a side event in Kisumu and the main event was in Nairobi, KCC. So I attended the African Climate Summit. And you know, that entire week, everyone wanted to like talk about, everyone was having the climate talks, like, I know, climate change. I'm all about climate change. You know, you don't even have context. You don't even know what the fuck climate change is. Relax. relax. we don't blame you. So you don't have to know, but by the way, you don't have to know everything, by the way. But you have to learn. Me, I was open to learning. Even when I attended the summit, I was like, of course, I don't know what, like, I've interacted with climate change, with the vocabulary, with things like that, people who are doing it, people who are advocating for it. But I was interested in learning. There's this MP in Kenya, so none of you are Bisha. Aliongea bila context for climate change. So you guys, you don't have to. That's another thing I learned while on a break. By the way, see, let's mojo kila kitu. See, I must. Maybe be patient, learn, and then open your mouth and talk about it. If you don't have context, shut the fuck up. That's the second thing I learned while on a break. The third thing I learned while on a break, I have my notebook here. A lot of shenanigans going on here. Another thing I learned while on a break was, how different I saw things. How different I'm seeing things now as an adult. Case in point. If you follow Unspoken Podcast on our social media platforms, you'll know that I went back to my former high school. Yo! I went back to Kijian. I went back to Kisumu Girls High School. Yo shule! So I did my high school in KG, Kisumu Girls High School. And recently I had a project there, and I went back to my former high school to give a talk. Me! So, it got me thinking. That really, nipata like off guard. I was like, yo, if me, I can go back to my former high school to give a talk, because I won't lie to you guys, me siku ati index one, ati sasa mindo index one, mindo likosa chopi, ati no, me I was an average student. I won't lie, me I was an average student. But this podcast, like, life changed since I think I cleared high school in 2016, so that is like 6 years ago. And going back to my former high school, I viewed it different. It was so different for me, and it was nostalgic for me. It brought back memories. Like, I cried. If I look back at that girl who I was back in high school, that 16-year-old girl, that teenager that I was, I wouldn't have, like, known that mimi ningerudi to my former high school to give a talk, to do a project, to impact lives. No. So that is something I learned. I learned that, just going back to my former high school, it's brought back a lot of, like, ilinipea, it gave me that notion that I learned that, one, usay dharau mse. Koi life, usay dharau mse. Two, usay jidharau, by the way. Usay jidharau. Usay jidharau, by the way. Be confident with yourself. Be so confident. Like, usay jidoubt. Never doubt yourself. Because in high school, me, I was very honest with the girls. I told them, guys, me, when I'm standing here, I gave them my entire life story in high school, in that school. Me, I stood there and I told those girls, yo, me, I'm not going to stand here and lie to you guys that, no, as I was in the sun, I was a good student, I was always disciplined, I never got in trouble when I was in high school, I was the best student. No. Me, I told those girls, number one, I was affected by peer pressure. I was affected by peer pressure in high school a lot. And it really, like, it didn't affect me by, it even affected my performance. I even almost got expelled from that school. I told those students, me always, I almost got expelled because of peer pressure. I was suspended, by the way. I was suspended for 3 weeks because of some stupid shit. Because of peer pressure, by the way. So me, I told them, guys, I'm just like you. Me, I'm just like you. I was that girl who was like, you were sitting there during every Wednesday. So I told them, like, learn from your mistakes. Never lose yourself and strive to be the best version of yourself. Because the main thing that led me to go back to my high school was I wanted those girls to learn from my life. Like, what would I have done differently in high school? So that they can do, wasi follow steps zangu. See, to follow steps, well, he followed my steps back in high school, but they can follow my steps now. So I learned like, usiai nini. Usiai jidharau, never. Usiai jibeba ndongo. Misikia, uku inje ujivu nyawasona kubeba. Usiai jibeba ndongo. Think highly of yourself. That's really what I learned. Because ayo day nilenda shule, nilikuwa VIP. Back, imagine, nilikuwa VIP. Walimu wana nisani. We have, our girl, wako proud. Our alumni. Like, afu the girls are like, onaniangali like, hey, udem. So, it was so nice. By that, big up, shout out to KG for allowing me to go. And shout out to everyone who came to support me. All those podcasters who came. All my friends, Djengen. Initiative, Better Me, the Zawadi podcast, all those people can scheme, all those people came to support me. Shout out to you guys. So I went back to my former school. By the way, if you want to see how the event went, visit my Instagram page at Unspoken Podcast KE and TikTok. You're going to see how the event went down. So another thing that I learned while on a break. is I'm having like a fight. I'm having a conflict. I'm a sijuis. Do you need it, Adi? I don't know the right words to put it, but I don't know the how I'm gonna put it. But guys never talk about. Guys never talk about spirituality and religion. Ama the journey of being a Christian. Ama the journey of being a saved Christian. The temptations that una get ukikuwa saved, bro. You guys, acha niambie, by the I think the last episode, season finale, the last episode before this, I told you guys that I went back to church. You guys, come on, just case, so better go and listen. So I told you guys that I recently went back to church after 3 years, because the last time I was in church was before, way before coronavirus, way before the lockdown, way before the closed down churches. That was the last time by then nilikuwa kanisa. And then recently I went back to church. Usiulize nini nimefanya nimerudi kanisa. Don't ask me. So going back to church as an adult na nilijipeleka mwenyewe, you know, being growing up, when I was young, we used to go to church because our parents were going to church. Because our parents used to tell us, Sunday ni siku ya kanisa. That was how I grew up. Sunday ilikuwa siku ya kanisa. Sambili kila mtu, church, the first service. So that's how I grew up. Like, I grew up knowing Sundays ni their church because of our parents. That's how our parents, we grew up. So, I recently went back to church. Peke yangu tu, nilijitoa kwa nyumba, nikaenda kanisa, as an adult. And let me tell you, I've been struggling. I've been struggling. Like, I don't even know if I do something, if it's right by the church. I don't know if zile matabia niko nazo before niende kanisa. Sijui kama hizo tabia ninaweza zimaintain, ama I need to like turn a new leaf. I don't know. Like, sijui. So I've been struggling, guys. I've been struggling with my spirituality. I won't lie. I've been struggling with my spirituality. I've been struggling because I don't know like what is right before the eyes of the church, before God's eyes. So I don't know. At least I'm trying to figure it out. But I won't lie. Kuna venye saa zingine I sleep like nini kiasi. But I'm struggling with spirituality. I'm trying to figure it out. And I hope I do. I'll keep you guys informed if I really figure it out. Yeah, so that's something I learned. Something that I'm still learning, even though I'm not on a break. So another thing that I learned while on a break. Yoga. You guys, I don't know if you guys know, have ever done yoga, have ever indulged in yoga, but I recently learned something about yoga because I was in the house. See, I was taking a creative break, so I was mainly indoors. Mimi nilikuwa tu kwa nyumba na chill kwa nyumba na amka asubuhi Netflix and chill. YouTube. So by then nimekuwa nikiconsume a lot of content. So nimekuwa tu kwa nyumba, I'm trying to work out, I'm trying to meditate. So I incorporated yoga. Yeah? So I incorporated yoga. I started doing yoga and what and started meditating. I started jumping, at least to be fit, drinking water. Yeah. So I think there was a yoga event, like not like a yoga session somewhere happening. It was like an event we had been invited. So there's this group, niko kwa group ya church ya kanisa. So niko kwa group ya kanisa, alafu yo poster ya event ya yoga ikatumwa. At least there'll be meditation, siji what ikatumwa, the official poster for the event ikatumwa kwa group ya church. So cool. So and then kwa group ya church, after some minutes I see the main the senior pastor wa church, senior pastor wetu alikasirika akasema, I hope this poster has been wrongly sent to this group. Mwenye ametuma kindly apologize. I was like, yo, what is wrong with this poster? So I had to go back nisome hiyo poster, kwani hiyo poster inasema nini. I went back to read the poster and was like, it's just yoga and what. Ai, and then nikasema, why is this pastor like mbona upasta na jam na ni poster tu ya yoga. I had to do my research, guys. Amta mini kenye nilifata, you won't believe. I learned that actually yoga originated from Hinduism. I don't know, me, I didn't know. Me, I was just doing yoga at for the fun, for the fanciness, for meditation. Of course, it's for meditation. But that got me thinking. At times, tunafanya vitu and you don't even know what you are doing. Unafanya vitu juu sawa unafanya. You're doing things because people are actually doing it. So I had to do my research on yoga and I got that yoga originated from Hinduism. Yoga is kinda related to the Buddhism religion. Guys, now you are a Christian, you're doing yoga. I'm not saying it's bad because I did my research and the Bible doesn't give a direct like explanation about yoga if you're not supposed to be doing it as a Christian. It doesn't. But mainly I took that reaction from the pastor, like at yoga, I had to do my research and I realized yoga actually originated from India and it's Hinduism. Yo. And it's common in Buddhism and it's connected to religion in Buddhism. So that's what I learned. So guys, better do your research. Case in point, what I'm trying to say is like, you guys, like, lazima do your research before fanye kitu. Usifanye tu kitu joto unafanya. Hapana. Do your research before you indulge in something. Soma bana. Do your research. Make Google your friend. another thing that I learned while on a break. While on a break. Hey, this one is funny. And this one actually really, it was really funny for me. I learned while on a break that just listen to people's advice. But at the end of the day, tumia akili yako. Listen to people's advice. But at the end of the day, use your brain. Tumia akili yako. Use your common sense. Because people, hey, let me tell you, people will give you advice out here. A lot of advice. Because whether you're seeking it or not, people will advise you for free. Na, ntakusho, usisiki advice za kila mse. Zengine, hey, zitaku destroy. At the end of the day, we sikia tu advice. Sikia tu advice ya mse. Sikia tu, but tumia akili yako. Sikia advice, lakini tumia akili yako. I learned this because today I'm wearing a wig. You guys can't see my hair, but I recently relaxed my hair while I was on a break. So I relaxed my hair after eight years of having natural hair. And if you know my hair, if you have seen my hair, you know my hair is inakwangele big, that big afro. So I decided to relax my hair. And before I relaxed my hair, I did my research. So I did my research about relaxing your hair, how to maintain relaxed hair, what. And then I consulted. Nika consult na magwiji. Nika consult na, of course, I also nika consult na mabishite zangu. Nika waliza, I consulted my friends. Nika waliza, so you guys, I'm thinking of relaxing my hair. What do you guys think? Hey, my friends, people, usijaribu ku relax your nywele. Wewe ukirelax tu nywele yako, ujue unaenda kunyoa the next thing. Nakwambia nilipo advice. Adi wasengana mbiti. Ukirelax nywele, siji hizo chemicals, siji what they do to the brain, siji ukirelax nywele yako, just be ready to shave. Nilipo advice. Like, univenye afro yako, nilipo advice. I was like, no, me, I'm going to do what I want. So me, I did my research by the way. Me, kafanya research, YouTube, Google, everywhere. I looked for the best products to relax my hair, how to maintain relaxed. And it's now like 1 month since, it's like 1.5 months since I last relaxed my hand. I'm like, I'm enjoying it. Natural hair ain't seeing me anymore. Goodbye, natural hair. I'm not going back to natural hair. So basically, people will advise you. Masa takupea advice. If you are left, right, everywhere, people are going to try to advise you in every kind of way. And of course, there are people who want the best of for you, and I'll take advice in the right way. But at the end of the day, what's key advice I'm saying? Like, you need to tumia akili yako. Use your brain. Tumia your medulla oblongata at the end of the day. That's what I'm going to say. I think, Mama Elizabeth, another thing that I learned while on a break. Yo. Football is not for me. Ama. In fact, I learned football is not for the weak-hearted. It's not for the weak. Football is not for the weak. Soccer, football is not for the weak. Kwanza Premier League is not for the weak. Supporting Premier League, inataka roho. It's not for the weak. Because, tell me why. I don't expect, I support Premier League. I support maybe, I used to support Manchester United. Mina kwanga msawa Man U. So, I used to support Man U. And then, when they lose, nasikia kulia. I feel bad. In fact, yes, you kuna toka online. Saki hata kuingia WhatsApp. Imagine. It was that bad. And then I learned, like, no, hii wengoto natuambia ati futa itaki makasiriko. Itaki, usieke roho, usieke feelings. Eh, nitaeka feelings. Mimi nitaeka feelings. Unaniambeje nisieke feelings? Nitaeka feelings. So that's why I decided this season, when the Premier League is starting, I will not support any team. Maybe I'll just shut up. I'll shut up and watch. Because your shit will go and affect mentally. Because I'm a new kilos to even ask any lie, bana. It was affecting me mentally. So I decided football, by the way I learned football, supporting football is not for the weak. Inataka roho. Yeah, I learned that. Another thing, by the way, I'm almost done. Yes, the main thing, guys. I'm excited for this news. By the way, APVA Awards. The APVA. If you're new here, by the way, Unspoken Podcast was nominated for the African Podcast and Voice Awards. Ask about me. So we are nominated for the APVA, and voting iliisha kitambo, and now we're heading to the award ceremony, which is next week on Saturday. So hey, next week amasai rayongo itakuwa inadunda, because next week it will be the award ceremony. I'm going to attend it, and I'm crossing my fingers. I hope I win. So I just wanted to catch you guys up and tell you guys that the award ceremony is happening next Saturday, 23rd September, and I'll update you guys how it goes. Pray for me. Pray for your girl. Pray that I win. That's what's up. Another thing, as we close off, because I started kuongea mingi, because I think the last time I shot was like 2 months ago. So like akili yangu it's evolving. Niko na vitu more I want to say, but I'm going to shut up. So that's what's up. But welcome to season 2. Welcome to season 2. If you're new here, this is my first audio visual episode. Guys, you should clap for me. So what we're gonna, people who have always wanted to see my face, we want to see your content on YouTube. This is my face. This is how Unspoken looks like. So welcome to season 2, and I'm hoping season 2, I'm manifesting, I'm claiming it. Season 2 is going to be big. Season 2, we're gonna do big things. Season 2, you're gonna impact lives. Season 2, you're gonna change the world. Yeah, so I'm super excited, and I'm so happy for guys who are supporting the Unspoken Podcast. Remember, if you are listening to this, so now I get to say, if you're listening to this on our audio platforms, or if you are watching this on YouTube, remember to subscribe, like, share, comment, and interact with me on my social media platforms. Unspoken Podcast KE on Instagram, YouTube, on LinkedIn, on TikTok. By the way, I'm so active on TikTok right now. And then there's Facebook, everywhere. Oh, we also have a Telegram channel. Join our community, Unspoken Podcast community on Telegram. Let's interact. Tell me, by the guests. By the way, I did Q&A on my IG, and you guys told me that you want to see more guests, like you prefer guest episodes than solo episodes. It was ilinuma, but it's fine. So tell me which guests by the way you want to see on this season of Unspoken Nantawaleta. Yes, so that's what's up. I love you guys, and let me leave you with one word, because I've learned a lot by the way when I was on a break. I've learned that want more for yourself. Yes, want more for yourself, because personally I believe that all of us deserve to have the best of everything that exists out there. So want more for yourself, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye bye, and keep it unspoken. Adios.